Jerry Bader Show, 9:26. No, I'm not saying I agree with the townships not changing zoning. I'm saying is, if they don't, they don't. I think the city of Green Bay held Walmart hostage. I don't think Walmart should go build a store even though they didn't get the zoning change. I wouldn't argue that. You have to follow the law. That doesn't mean I agree with local townships not changing the zoning. We're talking about what is a much bigger debate than I realized. People that are refurbishing old barns into wedding venues. And what's happening is neighbors are complaining. Steve Corrigan, the guy that owns the one out in the town of Glenmore in the Green Bay area, says his neighbors more than 1,000 feet from the barn. He couldn't hear the noise. Well, he doesn't know that. People who have barns have a passion to protect the history of the land, Mr. Corrigan said. I get that. Again, if you're going to just say people can arbitrarily ignore zoning ordinances, and this is happening in other states. In some towns, judges have intervened, leaving trails of anguish soon-to-be married couples. Last summer, a judge in St. Louis County, Missouri, ruled that a historic barn on a property with a view of the Mississippi and Missouri rivers was a potential fire hazard, leaving a bride and groom who had scheduled a wedding reception there only days to make other plans. I accept all of this, and I think it's a very good idea. But you have to make sure that you're legal first, and I am sympathetic to the people who spent the money refurbishing the barns and those who would lose a wedding venue. But you have to have your ducks in a row. Jerry in Minocqua. Jerry, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Jerry, I'm kind of torn on this because I think in a lot of ways it's a matter of semantics, because in today's world, agriculture is big business, so technically it is a business already as far as the zoning goes, but it's an agricultural business. I understand that. The only thing that would bother me is the possibility of safety with fire or something like that. The other part to me is the people crying they don't want the mines in their backyard. We don't want the landfills. We don't want this. I don't want the smokestacks in Oak Creek because it ruins the view of my house, like Mr. Johnson Wax says. I mean, and that's all it is usually.
Well, and that's what I said. I'm usually not all that sympathetic to NIMBY. But I also understand that, thanks for the call, that you don't expect a business like this to crop up. Now, I got to tell you, the barns were pretty close on the road in which if someone did this in the barn across the street from the hot farm where I was, I would hear it. I heard them talking out my bedroom window. I mean, I definitely would have heard it. A few more thoughts on this after the news. If you have any thoughts, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, 929.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.